You're listening to SBS News.
Regardez qui j'ai retrouvé!
Lisa Ayer says, "Look who I found," as she approaches her cousin Theo at the airport. The 18-year-old has begun the trip of a lifetime. Arriving in Australia in November 2018, Theo Ayers had planned a working holiday before starting university at home in Belgium. Now, almost 3 years later, New South Wales police are offering $500,000 to find out why he never made it back. His father, Laurent Ayers, says the reward holds all the hope they have left.
We are now coming up to 3 years since Theo's disappearance. We believe this reward may be one of our last opportunities to find answers about what happened to Theo.
He was reported missing in June 2019 after his mother was unable to contact him for 6 days. Theo's belongings and passport were discovered at a hostel in Byron Bay. New South Wales police launched an exhaustive air, sea and land search that for nearly a month uncovered nothing until a hat similar to the one Theo was wearing at the time of his disappearance was found in bushland. He was last seen on May 31st, 2019. Theo had bought drinks at a Byron Bay bottle shop for a barbecue with fellow backpackers. Then he planned to head to a pub in town. Around 9:30 p.m., the group arrived at the Cheeky Monkeys bar, but Theo was asked to leave by staff at around 11 p.m. as they believed he was intoxicated, a claim his friends have always denied. Mobile phone data shows Theo typed in the address of the hostel into Google Maps, but instead he walked in the opposite direction. Detective Acting Superintendent Brendan Cullen of the Tweed Byron Police District is issuing a call to anyone who may have seen him.
We do not have any physical contact between that nightclub and Tellows Beach. So we want people, if anyone has interacted with him, we hope this reward will bring those people to come to us with that information.
GPS tracking follows Theo's movements through nearby bushland to Tellow Beach. The last reliable location data ended just after midnight, putting his location near the Cape Byron Lighthouse. Detective Acting Superintendent Cullen says he hopes the reward will help find the missing piece of the puzzle.
We just want to try and fill those gaps for the family, provide some answers to the family, and put some resolution around this matter.
Police have told the ongoing coronial inquest that there is no evidence of foul play, and it's possible the 18-year-old fell into the ocean while trying to climb the beachside cliffs. But his family say that's something Theo would never have attempted on his own. His father, Laurent Ayers, believed his son was not alone the night he disappeared.
A key question we are seeking to address is whether he was with someone on the night of May 31st, 2019, which we strongly believe to be the case.
His parents are hoping the mystery surrounding their son's disappearance will soon be uncovered and end almost 3 years of what they say has been endless and ambiguous grief. Abby Dinham, SBS News.